community. I talked to facilities and said that they didn't do anything about it. This is because it's inevitable, like the weather's gonna get humid and the bugs are small enough to go through the screen. So it's inevitable, but it is getting colder, so then people will have to shut their windows anyway. And then they did have some suggestions that you can have a citronella candle, but that conflicts with Res Life's policy of no candle. So that's like out of the door of options. And then you can have a fly strip, but then that's above your window and then the flies get stuck there and that's kind of, they said that's disgusting and gross. Good. And then they can spray the windows too, but they have to spray them at night when you're sleeping. And so that's gonna be very disturbing for you guys. You won't get your sleep. So she's gotten like bug bites from the bugs. So they're gonna talk to pest control and then talk to me about it. But they did say that if your room has like a huge problem with the bugs, then you can contact them directly. And then I can give you their contact information. You can talk to Amy Brown or Larry Teat. Their emails are on the facility's website. So yeah, that's basically it. And then I'm talking to Res Life about this as well. So like, I have my meeting with them on Thursday and then tomorrow as well. And then, what else? I feel like that's it. Yeah. If you have any questions, you can ask.
Any questions for our Health and Housing Chair? Do you yield?
Yes.
All right. Diversity Chair Habib.
Over the last few DLC meetings, their members have been talking about this little project that they want to do called Letters of Goodness. So just to preface, this summer a bunch of hate mail was sent to residents of St. Peter, filled with like xenophobic and homophobic slurs, and no one knows who sent them, and it's also something that hasn't necessarily been addressed within like the disabled community either in a large way. So they're looking to kind of like form a letter that they can kind of like send out to like the community, and they're trying to find different ways in which they can engage the community in this action. So like something along the lines of tabling outside of the CAF and having people like sign it, sort of like a petition style thing, or something along the lines of a project that Building Bridges did a few years ago called Pillars of Goodness, Pillar of Love, sorry. So like they write little notes and they put it on like another pillar in the CAF that they made, kind of thing. So they're just looking for student senate support or just individual senators who feel passionate about this to like help support them either in letter writing or just signing the letter or in like promoting like their event that they're going to be planning. And that's something they're voting on this coming Wednesday, so I'll have more solidified details for that after the meeting.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. Do we have any other committee updates? Was that your placard? Or you were just... Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Will you move on to old business? Do we have any old business? Check. Okay. Seeing none. Move on to new business. Does anybody have new business that they'd like to bring to the floor? Yes, Senator Ruiz.
Our little topic about the water filters for co-ed. Actually, me and some centers were talking about a different option. We were thinking water coolers.
Water coolers.
Like the office ones, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We think would be more efficient and cheaper, definitely. So we were looking to get some support from Senate.
Co-president. Or do you yield?
That's a good idea, but I have a question. So what are you guys thinking? Like, who's going to refill those water coolers?
Who's going to refill?
Yeah.
Well, we would have to discuss that, but off the top of my head, I would say janitors,
I mean, we can look into it for sure, but I think it would be a very difficult thing for gents because they have to clean.
Yes.
And then, like, there's no proper.
It's just an option.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Are you?
Yeah. I'm his person, Duran.
Oh, no, I'm not next to the speaker order.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Oh, yeah, you are.
I think you're up.
You're up.
Oh, just kidding. I am up. Okay, I'm perfect. But, yeah, I think that part of the issue with water coolers is that they do require that you, like, get a refill also by the company. So, like, you would need to ship, like, to have people come in and, like, bring you a new, like, giant barrel of water. And those would only get refilled. Like, they don't get refilled, like, every day, do they? And so, sort of looking at how sustainable that would be, both from an environmental perspective of we're throwing away those, like, plastic buckets from the coolers, and also from a just feasibility standpoint of how often we'll get a contractor to come in and put the cooler, refill the cooler. I yield.
Vice Vanaki. Is she not up next? Vanaki.
No.
We just wanted you to talk.
I wanted you to talk.
My bad.
I spoke with my area coordinator, Lindsay Henderson, in Resident for Life last week in our one-on-one about the topic, and she seemed very willing to start to work with talking to Anthony Bettendorf, and said that if someone from Student Senate wanted to go speak with him, he had a residential life, or the director of residential life, to talk with him about getting connected to resources about making that happen. And then I know that Advisor Van Henke also had mentioned speaking with the Dean of Students offices to ideally just start moving forward with that water fountain plan separate from Student Senate, because I think that would be the ideal. I yield.
All right,
Mankey. Just going off of what Senator Smith said, last night I went to our hall council meeting for co-ed, and our area coordinator was talking about how we can bring any concerns to Anthony Bettendorf, and so I think that would be a good way to move forward in this issue.
Do we have any more discussion, or would you like to make a charge on this, or do you just want to have a talk about it? Or does Health and Housing hear this and wants to consider what has all already been said?
Okay, what do you mean to talk?
Oh. So, well, basically you guys just had a discussion about it, but usually we would make a motion and then discuss all of what was said, and you would make a motion to either like Health and Housing or Student Academic Affairs, but Student Academic Affairs as her and Health and Housing, both the chairs have heard this talk. So then I can suggest that maybe they think about that next meeting, and we don't necessarily need to make a charge for it right now.
Yeah, we can definitely discuss about it in the next meeting for us.
Perfect.
We should discuss more about it in our committee meeting.
All right. With that, thank you. Do we have any more new business? Any more new business? Co-president, I'll ask
her. Just for clarification, so we talked about this in the Board of Trustees meeting as well, about the water filling station, but the main issue was because for the water bottle filling station, you need to have like some pipes has to go through, right? You know, so it has to go through a big change. Like they're installing, the reason why they installed in Pittman was because they were already renovating the bathrooms. So it was easier for them to just put a water bottle station close to the bathroom. Whereas if we want to do it for Norelius, then the facility will have to go in, break everything, bring a pipe, and then that'll be expensive. But that's just for your information. It's like, we're not pushing you to make a decision, but just so the whole Senate knows. With that idea.
Vice Van Hecke.
Just to beat a dead horse whose topic I don't know that we're actually officially on,
But I don't think it's that anyone at the college is opposed to the idea of more water filling stations. I think it's that we're not going to be able to put one on every floor in the next 10 minutes. And so I think one of the places that the Student Senate could be really helpful is in the developing of a long-term plan. So where are our priorities? Is our biggest priority that we need more in co-ed, or is our biggest priority that we need more in complex? Or, you know, kind of like, so I think that if the Senate wanted to take leadership, and of course last week you didn't, which is totally fine, but I think if you wanted to take leadership as a Senate, the thing that might be most helpful is in the prioritizing of which filling stations go where first. And then I think the college would, within the confines or constraints of its budget, just keep chipping away on them as we have been for the last 7 years.
Senator Ruiz.
Some of what Jonas just was that well, it's been a recurring problem for years now, so I think we should tackle it. Of course, it might not happen this year, but I would really like to get somewhere with it, at least for the incoming freshmen of next year. And also, I brought up that water cooler thing because I mean that's a short term, you know, problem solver, but like Jonas said, we need a long-term one, honestly.
Senator Williamson?
Yeah, I agree with the previous speakers. I think eventually this is going to be a problem that has to be solved because being a junior, like, I've lived in co-ed and I've talked to people who have also lived in co-ed, and I'm seeing that this has been a reoccurring problem that needs to be solved, and eventually it's going to get to the point where this becomes like a serious factor in people choosing to come to the status, because I know having younger sisters who are seniors now and they and other friends are looking at colleges, because Davis's residential life is something that seriously inhibits people from wanting to choose Gustavus because the dorms are outdated. And so with something like water bottle filling stations, I think it's something that we can't just keep pushing off, because eventually it'll become something where people decide not to choose Gustavus because the dorms aren't up to standards.
Thank you. Senator Allen, or sorry, Public Relations Chair Allen.
Going off the previous speaker and Advisor Jan Hecke, I kind of question if that this is a problem of it being a water bottle, like putting water bottle filling stations in, or is it a problem of the dorms just being outdated? And if so, I feel like Senate's efforts could be better directed at residential life and even administration of saying, hey, our dorms are outdated and we're worried about college admissions and like the decline of like the state of this. So I think that might be something to look into. I yield.
Senator Ruiz. Are you going again? No. Okay. Senator Morrell. Morello.
Going off of the previous speaker, I work in the admissions office as a tour guide, and I know that we actively show Pittman Hall over Norelius Hall just because it's been more recently updated and has kind of a newer feel to it. I also know that in Pittman Hall, only the first floor received renovations, because I live there, so I know. I'm a CI. And the first floor received like carpet renovations, but beyond that, it wasn't any like whole building something. So clearly the college is looking specifically into providing spaces where people who come into the college to see it are seeing something that's going to appeal to them as an incoming student. And we make sure we do that in the admissions office, but I think that that's definitely something to pursue. If like the prospective students are seeing one thing and then they get up to the fourth floor and then realize that it's not as nice as the first floor, that's something that maybe our current students should preserve. I yield.
All right. Thank you guys for the discussion, but also just a reminder, if you have like a specific idea or plan or something you want like for a charge to be brought to the floors, in the future, or if you want to set up maybe a committee or something for a water bottle plan, that would be something just to think about for future meetings if we want to bring charges to the floor and then discuss on them. But thank you for the discussion. Yes, Co-President Aliaska.
In short, like, discussion is great. We love all of, like, you know, listening to from so many people. But if you won't make a charge, nothing will happen. Just a FYI. So if you want to discuss it, this is perfect. You know, we can hear all these voices from all these different people. Or if you liked what you heard today, you can think about it if you want to make a charge in the future. But again, coming back to the conclusion, if you won't charge a committee, this will just be a discussion.
But also, our chairs are here, so they are hearing the discussion, so they can work on some of that too in their committees. And with that, do we have any more new business? Any more new business? All right. And with that, we will move to announcements. Does anybody have announcements? Okay, Co-President Aliaska.
Again, thank you for the discussion. And just a reminder that only the tech director, administrative director, and the finance committee is allowed to have their laptops open. Just the FYI. Thank you. Yeah.
Where is that discussion? I don't think it's just bylaws.
It says. It's not, it doesn't say. But like in the past years, we were not allowed to have our laptops. Or we were not supposed to have our cell phones or laptops.
It's mostly just to encourage active listening to your peers when they're up in the floor.
Because I looked into it and it's not like a bylaw thing.
No.
It's just a personal preference. Administrator Director Rinke.
Can all you centers please fill out the Google Doc about when you're going to table? Because you need to table 2 hours a semester. Yep.
And somebody needs to table next Monday. So if you can go back and fill out your, check your availability. And cabinet doesn't have to do it, only the senators have to do it.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? All right, and with that, I call this meeting to an end. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Oh, can the cabinet stay?